Hello everyone and welcome to the Organist John Course. It's John Leeming here this week with a programme I've called Contrasts. Now the theatre organ is quite unlike any other single instrument in the range of tones, moods and emotions it can be made to conjure up. And what better way to put us in a happy mood and to get the toes tapping than with COS President John Mann at the Folly Farm, Wurlitzer. Cream in my coffee, button up your overcoat, 5'2", eyes are blue, and Alexander's Ragtime Band. John Mann setting the ball rolling on the former Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer, now in Folly Farm in Pembrokeshire. Another thing the theatre organ does so effectively is to create a musical picture. A couple of months ago, we had Jack Hellier's image of the Orient Express thundering across the continent. And now here's Sidney Torch's crisp interpretation of that journey, this time setting out from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Torch, driving us from the Regal Edmonton on the 10 o'clock Christie to Istanbul. Well, that organ never quite made it to Istanbul, but it did go to Wales to join its four-manual cousin, the Wurlitzer we heard earlier from John Mann, and the Edmonton Christie now sounds splendid in Paul Kerner's Music Palace in the Rhondda Valley. The huge contrast between one organ and the next and one organist and the next were things that attracted me to the theatre organ as my interest developed. And after our steam train trip we've just had, what greater contrast could we have than this? John Seng with his amazing version of Mood Indigo on that very exciting Wurlitzer in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein near Chicago. Now the song for All We Know has been recorded by a number of artists over the years, perhaps Nat King Cole's version is one of the best remembered, but the theatre organ brings a new dimension to the song when fused with the artistry of Simon Gledhill on the COS Northern Wurlitzer when it was in the Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey.
Thank you.
For All We Know. Warm, emotional playing there from Simon Gledhill in Pudsey back in 1994. Now, you don't often hear jazz on the theatre organ, do you? But that instrument can do the job as well as many a combo, as Dan Bellamy demonstrates on the South Bank Wurlitzer with a jazzy version of September in the Rain. Jazz on the Wurlitzer, with a little help from Terry Jenkins on drums. Since Dan's passing, I'm not sure if there's anyone who really specialises in theatre organ jazz, and more's the pity, I say. Brian Rodwell was another player who could turn his hand to jazz when required, but here he is in a slightly different light. Is it the Brian Rodwell Quartet? No. It's just one man and four manuals with East of the Sun and West of the Moon.
Thank you.
Brian Rodwell at Tooting, helping to extend the boundaries of the range and scope of our favourite instrument. Now, if there's one person who really knew how to push the boundaries of the theatre organ's capabilities, that must surely be George Wright. Imagination knows no bounds here with I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles at the Pasadena Studio Wurlitzer. George Wright blowing bubbles. How can that not bring a smile to the face? Talking of smiles to the face, we mustn't forget that great extender of the theatre organ scope, Reginald Porter Brown. No, don't switch off. I played a few RPB tracks over the months, and it wouldn't surprise me if he crops up again sometime, but not right now. However, to finish with, I'd like to pay tribute to one musician who has kept the theatre organ flag flying, maybe above all others, for the past 35 or more years. A flag that will sadly be lowered for the last time next month. That musician is Nigel Ogden. He took over the reins of The Organist Entertains from Robin Richmond in 1981 and has kept the ear of the public alive to the sound of pipes, with the help of a kindly BBC. We're now witnessing some of the last vestiges of BBC-like music, at least as a great many of us know it, slip and slither away, barely noticed, from regular radio schedules in the United Kingdom. How long will it be, I wonder, before a complete genre of music and a whole approach to performance have disappeared into a distant folk memory? They are the things that were the mainstay of BBC musical entertainment for around half a century, something that gave joy to millions of listeners and employment and inspiration to countless musicians. Thank you, BBC, for your past imagination, insight, and above all, creativity. Maybe those qualities will be back in the field of light and tuneful music one day, hopefully before too long. But from those of us who enjoy the thrilling, enchanting, moving and exciting magic that is a theatre organ, we say, Nigel, a very big thank you. We won't forget what you've done. So to close, here is Nigel with my personal all-time favourite from him. In fact, this one would be a strong contender for my one record to keep on a desert island if I had to. Recorded at the Astrakhan Endino in 1983, Nigel pushes the boundaries just one little bit further with I'm Beginning to See the Light, something that maybe the BBC will one day see again. Until next time, from me, it's bye for now.